This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Oh, is this stupid? Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do mean it. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, you know, on the air with me and that kind of thing. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there, and I do mean a gazillion things you can do up there. And listen, get involved in the conversation. There's smarter people than I in the chat room. There's smarter people than I on that Facebook feed. So get engaged. Get involved. Get a clue. Anyway, I was just looking at something, a recent poll about Trump and the NFL. Kind of confused by it. Okay? So 48% disapprove of Trump's comments on the NFL. 30-some-odd percent approve, and then the others, like, didn't give a crud. Right. But over 52% say that the player should stand. So they may not agree with the way Trump went about it, which is really funny, but they agree with him. Right? So, they're saying, you know, like your friends say to you, I don't know if I would have said it that way, but I agree with them. I don't know if I would have told them to shut up, but I would ask them to be quiet. What's the difference? Trump thinks if you won't respect the flag, you should be fired. This is your job. We're going to go over it in a minute. And it truly is against the law. When you look, somebody sent me this. Let me see. U.S. Code 301, National Anthem, number 36. Subpart C, yeah, anyway, you know, the whole thing. Let me see. Subpart, it is. C, says all persons present should face the flag, stand at attention with their right hand over their heart, and men not in uniform, if applicable, should remove their headdress with their right hand and hold it at the left shoulder, the hand being over the heart. So there's a whole process. There's a whole a code, U.S. code, during the national anthem. So I just don't understand why we wouldn't just simply adhere to it. Right? Not a big deal, is it? I guess it is for them. But the NFL's getting a backlash over, like I said, I'll probably do more on it later on. But right now, I'm going to move on. I got other stories I want to do. Everybody else has been beating the crud out of that one. We'll do the snowflake one in a minute. But I'll need more time than this. You heard Chelsea Handler went nuts on Melania, which, I don't know, why does she bother? She's so irrelevant these days. And now that the guy who got her career started, you know, Mr. Playboy Man, is gone, why is she relevant at all? I mean, think about it. Her claim to fame is what? She looks good naked or something? I mean, well, what's the other one I always make fun of? The one with the big butt. What's her name? Kardashian. Seriously. I mean, does it show you where society is gone, or am I just out of touch? So Chelsea Handler had vulgar, just beat on Melania Trump in a vulgar way. And You probably never thought you'd hear this out of my mouth, but her her fans, not Melania's, but Chelsea's fans, just got all up in her face. So Chelsea's original tweet was, Melania to host a discussion on opioid abuse. She says, unless you have to have sex with Donald Trump, you have no excuse to be on drugs. What, right? Funny. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it's Melania and him. But it has to do with the fact that opioids right now are killing so many people in cities across the country. It's like, you know the old joke, too soon? Yes, too soon. Not right. And her people went to town on her. Sharon says opioids are killing people and decimating towns in record numbers. Not funny. Denise says, really tacky, Chelsea. Quentin says, there's nothing funny about this. Your lack of talent is on full display here. Chelsea, give it up already. You're so obsessed with Trump and his family that you're really looking ridiculous to everyone now, even your fans. What the hell is wrong with you anyway? This is really, it's really great. Because people, again, the people that are so obsessed with Donald Trump in hate, so obsessed in hate with Donald Trump, this is the stuff they're going to do, and they're going to keep doing it, and you're going to get to see them in their full glory. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Because they got 3 more years of this. Think about it. No matter how bad it gets, no matter what goes down, they got at least, I think they're going to have 8 years. I mean, 7 years. That's my own personal opinion. But they got at least, minimum, 3 years of this. You know, what are the heart attack rates going to go up because of strokes, high blood pressure, and more? I mean, come on, seriously. These people are so, so lost. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. When we come back from the break, we are going to get into the the snowflake lady. This is just too good to give up. Or too good to be true, anyway. And again, send me your email if you want to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You can also watch live, listen live, take the poll, head up to the website, therealside.com. Check out the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Please engage. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, the time that you're just, you know, paying attention to what's going on. So earlier, you guys saw, heard, some of you may have, I don't think all of you did. It's already has over 2.5 million views. The California student, she stole a MAGA hat, and she wants the person wearing the hat to be punished. Because wearing the hat apparently leads to genocide. Now, this is a college student. Why don't you think about that? right? She started screaming that the hat represents slash promotes laws and legislation that literally kill and murder in the masses, people of color, and more. She just, at first I'm thinking, okay, she smoked something on the way to school, right? Maybe the water bottle doesn't quite have water in it. You know what I'm saying? But she comes off with stuff, and I'm gonna subject you to this because I had listened to it three times. So you're gonna listen to it at least once. But man, this is I've been telling my friends this. I've been telling some of the people close to me that are Democrats. Now you can harp on Trump all you want, but this is hate. This is uncontrollable hate. And if you call out Trump and you don't call out these people, then you're just disingenuous. They're my friends, so I don't want to call them hypocrites. I don't want to believe that they're hypocrites, but apparently they are. You have to be. You have to be a hypocrite not to call out people doing the same thing that you're calling out Trump for. Now, this girl has took the hat from this young man, took it right off his head, and she won't give it back to him. Now, he's not up on her. He's not getting in her face. But he's telling her, just give me back what's mine. But she exemplifies the comments that she makes in her hateful rant. She exemplifies these snowflakes on the left, their inability to cope. And then when she goes into the school office and they're not sympathetic to her cause, she really loses it. Because remember, these millennials, these young people, they are right. If it feels like it between the years, then it has to be truth. You don't count. Real truth just doesn't count.
All my property, my Make America Great Again hat.
Look at the kind of shit he's wearing. Look it.
Wait. Now, what she... idiot. Just an idiot. He's taking the video. Now, I'm sure she would have thought about this for 30 seconds. She'd realize his friends that are going to be replying to the video probably are on the same page as him. What do you think? She holds the hat up and goes, look at this crap that he's wearing. And I'm sure all his friends are sitting there applauding.
You're going to turn it into student life? What the hell is your problem?
Hey, so this guy thought it would be a good idea to go into the conference
with
wearing
my freedom
this
of speech,
hat.
With my freedom of speech, she took my hat.
Wearing
this belongs
hat.
To me. This belongs to me. I bought.
Yeah, so think of the mindset here. Think of what's going on here. She believes that an injustice has been done. The law doesn't matter to her. She believes an injustice has been done. Therefore, she has a right to do anything she wants, including, let's be honest about it, let's call it what it is, stealing somebody else's property.
And she took it from me. It is mine.
Pretty legally.
Really, look at the kind that he's wearing.
I
do you know what this represents? This represents genocide.
I understand.
The school administrator is saying he understands that hat represents genocide. I'm not a well-educated person, but how does Make America Great Again, how does a red hat with white lettering, you know, these people are nuts. The American flag, red, white, and blue flag, you know, it's oppressive and nasty and mean and terrible. And now a hat that says Make America Great Again is representative of genocide? Is she serious? Or I should say, are they serious? Because this is how they think, seriously.
Genocide of a bunch of people. And look at what he's wearing in front of a group.
Can you have genocide of a dog? I mean, I don't know. Genocide of a bunch of people. Oh, okay.
People.
This is mine. This is mine. You do not get to take other people's property that is legally theirs in this country.
Now, let me give you a language warning, okay? I went through this three times. I cut out every foul language I could find. So if one got by, I apologize. It hasn't yet, but.
F*** your laws, all right?
And get
do
out.
You have any f***ing conscience?
Yes, I do. This is mine.
Now, think about something. What's he saying here to him? When he starts talking about the law, freedom of speech, what have you, she says, F your laws. right? He says, I have a right. I have the freedom of speech to wear this hat. She said, F your freedom. See, so if the left had their way, because I don't hear any left people speaking out against her, but if the left had their way, they would stifle your speech. They would keep you from speaking up. They would keep you from defending yourself.
You do not get to take other people's property that is legally theirs.
And this guy, I got to give him so much credit because he kept his cool for so long. And his mantra is, you have a right to protest. You have a right to disagree with me. You do not have a right to take my stuff.
This country.
Man, f*** your laws. All right?
And get
do you have any f***ing conscience?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, and I do.
Really? And that's why you go in
yes,
there wearing this hat?
Precisely why.
Because you have a conscience.
Yes.
There's something we can help you with.
Look.
You stole.
Forgive me. The two stereotypical white administrators behind the counter, if you can see their faces, they look horrified. They don't know what to do. They have a black person, or actually brown, very dark brown, and probably a pasty white guy. I can't tell. I just saw his hands. And they don't know what to do. They just totally, the whole political correctness just leaves them at a loss as to what to do. I love it. I think it's hilarious.
She stole my hat.
This guy stole my hat.
I was walking around.
No, let me say something.
I was walking around, and she went and took the hat off of my head.
Most of the groups in this campus.
And her justification is...
does not matter. I have a freedom of speech to wear this hat.
Your freedom of speech is genocide, homeboy.
It doesn't matter.
Is that what you're trying to remember?
Ooh. He's getting her mad. Isn't he? He's getting her madder and madder and madder, and she can't control. And this is what I've been telling you. For years, this stuff has been under the surface of these groups. For years, the left has been harboring this under their skin. They can't hold it anymore. Thank God. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved in the conversation. We're playing the clip of the young lady at a college campus, California, a young Hispanic woman. And I can say that because she kept calling herself that. Anyway. This is just the true hate of the left coming out, just overflowing out of this little snowflake. And not interested in the laws. Remember, I've been telling you for years now, it's not equality they want, it's control. They're not interested in the laws unless they only benefit them. Otherwise, they're going to change it. Well, actually, they don't change them. They just ignore them. Take a listen.
Freedom of speech allows me to wear that hat as much as I want.
God,
you do not get to steal my property.
I
paid for that. I bought it. It is mine. It is mine.
She's going to swear to God. She's swearing to God she's going to burn it. She's swearing to God she's going to destroy somebody else's property, which falls right in line with what I've been saying. That's what they do. That's all they do.
Give it back. You give it back. Are you people not going to do anything? She's stealing my property. Look, I don't want to make a big thing out of this, but that is mine.
Because it's so
that is mine.
That y'all are allowing people
I was
to
up
wear
at the
this
Arbor Street and
on
she
a campus
stole it
that
from my
has
head.
The majority of people of color in this campus, and you let people wear it, walk around and wear this.
No. Let's
look at this.
Look at this. It says "Make America Great Again." We can't have that.
Let's calm down.
Make America Great Again. It was never great. Never.
Then leave. I agree with what he's going to say. If you believe the country wasn't great, you don't make it great. You don't make something better by doing something illegal to fix it. Change it. And you don't change. This young lady hasn't figured out yet what she is doing. Is she's ginning up the conservatives. She's ginning up the people who were using somebody like her as the reason. I mean, it's very obvious. We're using her to say, this is truly what you're all about. This is what you're raising up. These are the people that you hold in high esteem. These are your soldiers.
Out, honestly. If you
what
don't
do you
like
mean,
the country,
get out? I was get born out. Here.
If you don't like it, so what?
All right, so listen to that. I want you to write, take a note. She says, I was born here. Like, okay, I'm born here, so even though I hate the place, I have a right to be here, which is fine. See, that's part of what she's missing. She gets to stay, even though she hates the place because she's an American citizen. That's her right. He gets to wear the hat because he bought for it. He bought it, okay, and he paid for it. And we have a freedom of speech that allows him to wear the hat. So she wants her freedoms no matter what, no matter even how fringy. But he doesn't get any. Why? Because he's on the right.
What do you mean get out? Where the
f***
am I going to go?
Give me back my hat.
How the f*** do you know that I'm brown? You don't know shit about me.
I don't care.
What do you mean Mexico?
Give me my hat. That's all I want is my hat back. That's literally all I want.
It's okay.
I started none of this.
It's okay.
No. Now, the white guy behind the counter, the administrator, you can't see it. This. You hear him in the back? I go, that's okay. All right, let's settle down here. Okay. I'm surprised we don't have a picture of him crawling up underneath the counter to try to hide. Because neither one of them are getting really violent. Not physically, anyhow. The violence is totally, I mean, it's like verbal abuse back and forth.
Let's calm down a little bit. We can talk as a trio here, but let's...
Well, let's sing.
Try to just...
Are you recording me like I'm the criminal here?
Because you stole my property. That is
you
literally
stole
a crime.
This land. Your ancestors stole this land.
That is literally a...
Well, yeah, you stole this land. Well, actually, that's not true. See, they think we, because the professors aren't being honest with them, they think that every piece of land that's called America has been stolen, okay? When in reality, there's some pieces of land that we paid for. There's some pieces of land that we traded with. Not every square inch of U.S. soil was stolen. And listen, every country has its issues. Every country is sitting on land they took from somebody else at some point in time. So if we're going to revert back and give it back to the people we, quote-unquote, stole it from, will they reimburse us for the improvements? I'm just wondering.
Crime. That is literally a crime.
Can I take it? Can I be the neutral party and I'll take it?
No! It's his property. See, there's the left trying to make everybody happy. Think about it. Wants to make everybody, we want to square it away. Everybody's happy.
God, I could bring this shit in.
But it's because we can't, we will need to return this property to him.
I'm going to burn the hat. I could burn this hat right now. And then when the guy says he's got to return the property, she is about ready to pop again. The part she's missing, it's his property.
Then we can talk about.
How about we talk about not letting people wear this?
How about we talk about supporting freedom of speech? Something that people fought and died for.
You see? She's making fun of him.
How about we support freedom of speech?
Can you imagine if I did that to her? The little Hispanic girl? Are you about ready to throw up? Is that... Emmy, are we getting violent, are we?
Everybody, when people could have tried to protest and use their freedom of speech, what happened?
People let them. Are you kidding
that's
me?
Not true.
I was at the protest in Berkeley, and I was the one silent.
Yeah, see, it's their people that are doing the damage. It's their people that are breaking windows and burning places down and jumping up police cars. And look what they're doing. They're trying to turn it around and make it look like it's us.
Y'all be making these memes and posting about how we just, like, want to make a riot and we just want to be loud and obnoxious when we're really trying to fight genocide from happening.
Genocide. The total wiping out of a race. So that had, according to her, that had means that we're trying to totally wipe out whatever race. I don't know. What's the genocide? Right? I mean, what are we, shooting and killing Hispanics or Asians or blacks on a daily basis, wiping out a group?
Give me my property. That is all I want here. Give me my
really?
Property, and I will leave, and I will go back to the retreat
like
where I'm supposed to.
Think about it. How about you read history
books? Give me my property, and I will...
I love this. Why don't you read a Hispanic... In fact, you probably read one. Why don't you retain what was in the history book? Why don't you figure out? You saying that America wasn't great, it was never great? This country's done more collectively for other countries on the planet over its history than some of these countries that are 2,000 years old or that are thousands of years old. And I don't know what country your ancestors are from, but go ahead, name me a bunch of countries that have done as much. You know, think about what we did for Europe in the war. Right? Think of what we've done for other countries that have been through natural major league natural disasters. Yeah. But see, I agree with him. You don't like it, you hate it. If you're not going to fight in a positive way, go somewhere else. Lady, maybe Cuba will help you out. What do you think, huh? Why don't you try that? And try that attitude in Cuba. Why don't you go ahead and do that in Venezuela? Right, there you go. That'll work out well for you, I'm sure. And if none of that works out for you, there's always Europe and the Middle East. They'd love to have you. Russia, maybe even more.
Go back up to the retreat, and I will not care.
Let me tell you something. The reason why this is pissing me off, because he wore it in a group where literally most of the organization...
All right, now this is perfect. This is just perfect. She complains about white privilege, but the school is mostly Hispanic and black. The organizations on campus, mostly run by Hispanic and black leaders. But she is going to decide who's Hispanic and black.
In the school are led by people of color.
Including mine. My president is a Filipino.
Oh, no way. Does that make you not rich? Because last time
I myself.
Now listen carefully. Listen to what's about to go take place. He's going to tell her what his ancestry is. She just doesn't care. He's wrong. He wore the hat, never to be forgiven again.
Self and half Nicaraguan.
Oh my
I don't
God,
care.
You're white, boy. You're white.
Nicaraguans are white? When did that happen? I must have missed that class. Nicaraguans are white. Lady, why don't you go read your history books? Why don't you go read your sociology books? Why don't you go read?
Are you assuming that?
No.
Are you assuming my
you
race?
Are, though.
Are you assuming
are
my race?
Because
I mean, come on. Let's be consistent here. Let's be consistent
you
here.
You pass.
See, that's what they do all the time. They start to talk over you. Right? This is Anne Marie Morrell from Politix told me this is exactly what she was a Democrat. This is how they taught them to operate. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know, this is going longer than I wanted to, but I'm having so much fun. Hopefully you are, too. Should I go on with it? Should I keep going? Well, I hate to say it this way, but I don't really care what you think. I'm going to keep going anyway. I can't stand it. We can't let them get away with this. We have to show and talk. I'm glad they got, 2 million views or something like that. That's great. So, but I want people to hear the top, because sometimes you're watching these videos, you're really not paying attention to the words being used. I want you to pay attention to the words being used. She, as Tammy just pointed out, you know, here she is screaming at another guy after stealing his hat, totally taking advantage of, what is it? Free speech? While telling him, screw your free speech. Isn't that nice? And again, I keep telling you, it's so true of their group. You don't get rights, only they do. And they're fine with that.
That's a white man.
I don't care. I am half Nicaraguan. I am half Nicaraguan. You are assuming my race here. All I want is my property. All I want is my property. All I want is my property.
Now, I also want you to notice how she's been talking to him. She's kind of making fun of him. She's kind of mocking him. And shortly, she's going to get mad at him for mocking her. And he really isn't. So, again, the mantra, write it on your forehead. They don't want equality. They want control.
Up here, like, it's
all I want is my property. All I want is my property.
People wear this shit on campus.
All I want is my property. That is all I want.
I love this guy. Very calmly. You know, this drives him crazy. A person with this personality makes them nuts because they can't get a rise. I just want my property. That's nice. I want my property. I just want my property. Remember that parenting class we took years ago where the lady kept saying, just, you want to make them crazy? Just say, nevertheless, do this. Nevertheless, you need to do this. I thought it was great.
I paid for that with my own money. And that's all I want, is my own money.
Make America.
I didn't even use my grant money.
Look great again, really.
All I want is my own property. And honestly, the fact that you people haven't gotten this back from me is sad. It's wrong.
Yeah, there was lynching and genocide, and God, she's brain dead. Yes, there was lynching, but white people fought against it. Yes, there was, you know, you go read about the Civil War, read about the pre-Civil War, read about what white people were doing to help out black people. No, they don't care about that, because that would change the narrative. That would change the picture.
Gotten this back from me is sad. It's wrong.
We're getting someone here. Yeah, we're trying to get everyone to just.
I'm fine.
No. We're gonna take a breather.
Honestly, I'm fine. I
gotta tell you, I'm pseudo being funny, but the two little white pasty people behind that counter were hilarious. They were so nervous and so freaked out. Right? I mean, I'm talking. You know, picture the two nature lovers, the girl with kind of, you know, kind of the long hair and, you know, and the guy with the, you know, long straight hair and the guy with the beard, the mustache and the short hair. And they're just fidgeting. They don't know what to do. You know, it's really simple. Call the campus police. With all this yelling going on, if they won't stop, just call the campus police. You'll fix it in a heartbeat.
All I want is my property.
Because y'all are just going to, like, mediate things.
All y'all going to do is you're just going to give it back to him. Yes, because it's his. It belongs to him. At least pull 25, 30 bucks out of your pocket, throw it at him, and say, here, buy another one, but I'm taking this one. That is kind of, you know, I'd be mad that you took it too, but heck, I'd make an extra $5. I'd be happy.
And make it so, like, oh, we're all okay here, freedom of speech, whatever. How about we actually think about what's going on in
the
country
that you apparently love so much?
I really don't. I hate this country.
That's why I say leave.
I hate it, and I'm not leaving.
Look at that. I hate this country. Listen to her. Could you not tell before she said that? There was anybody, was anybody in doubt before that? I think not.
I'm staying here because there's that needs to be fixed here, so that's why I'm staying.
Okay, then you don't,
but you don't fix it by stealing somebody's hat. Stuff. You don't fix it by stealing somebody's stuff. A lot of you guys, you know, we see it week after week after week on campus. They kick down pro-life signs. They rip down, you know, Make America Great Again signs. They won't stand for the national anthem. I mean, seriously, you hate this place so much. You're not fixing it. You're not doing anything to make it better. Just go. Go find a place that you're happy with, that you're happy in. Find that utopia that you believe exists and stay there.
Fix it by breaking the laws.
We need to get rid of all y'all.
But we don't fix it by breaking the laws. And newsflash, I was...
You hear that? Right? We need to get rid of... I think she's one of yours.
No, she's not. You have to sleep sometimes.
Think about that. She said, we have to get rid of all y'all. Can you imagine? I'd like to. Oh, here's an idea. Let's fill a whole state up. Let's let them have their experiment, okay? Let's fill a whole state up with people with her attitude. Give them everything in that state. Let them run the legislature. Let them run the schools. Let them run everything. Do not get in their way. Let them do their thing that they believe is right. We should
California.
Have the state back within 15 years. Right?
It's California.
Yeah.
We already have that.
Yeah. You're right. But
But we haven't sunk low enough. That's the problem. We need to bury. This place needs to get buried. Anyway.
Fix it by breaking the laws.
We need to get rid of all y'all.
But we don't fix it by breaking the laws. And newsflash, I was born here too. I'm not leaving.
Where you were born, boy. You got a shitload of privilege in you.
See that? We don't. I don't care where you were born. But she wanted him to care where she was born. Remember this?
And it shows by you wearing this hat.
I don't care. I take the privilege that I wear, that I live in this country. I have freedoms that people
thought
that
he.
There's people getting killed out there. Yes. There's people getting killed everywhere. Right? And guess what? If you want to go to Chicago, your little piece of work, go see who's killing who. It ain't. Listen, the people wearing Make America Great hats are not in Chicago killing people not wearing Make America Great hats. This black-on-black crime. You want to make a difference, little lady? Go there. You want to do something? Get in the game. Get in the fight. Don't go stealing hats, baseball caps, running around telling how bad it makes you feel. They obviously don't have a safe space there for her.
Well, fight and die for freedoms that allow me to wear that hat, freedoms that allow you to speak out against it, but not to take my property.
Oh, my God, property.
That is the foundation.
Oh, my God, property. He keeps talking about his property. You know why? Because it's his property.
Speak out against it, but not to take my property.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, property.
That is the foundation. The foundation of a free country is private property. That is my property. That hat.
Oh, God. You know what? I can't say it.
Is my property.
Everybody just needs to have their own.
That hat is my property. Give me my property. That is all I want here. All I want here is my property.
Yes, let me have the hat so we can get somebody down here. Okay.
Wait, is it not going straight back to me? It's my property.
Back to you, but we need to have something in the meantime.
We need to give him back his stuff.
We need to take it so it's out of her hands.
Fine.
God. We'll take care of it. Just let me take this right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do not get to take people's property in this country.
I won't give it.
You don't get to take people's property in any country. What the hell are you thinking?
Oh, my God. You don't get to take people's lives away either.
I'm not taking anybody's life.
No, you are by wearing the hat.
Oh, so now the hat is like a trigger. Maybe it's like a secret handshake. People see the hat, they go right away, they go kill. I don't even know who they killed. She hasn't even said what the genocide is. And who's killing who?
You're promoting laws and legislation.
Just because you don't like something doesn't mean to take my property.
See that? They can't converse. They just can't converse. He's hitting her with they're putting up laws and legislation that are killing people. Which ones? Can you be more specific? Which law actually says or has verbiage in there that says we're going to hunt down, we're going to go get blacks or Hispanics or Asians or whatever, because obviously she's not talking about white people, right? And we're going to go get them and we're going to kill them before we get to prison. Or they're going to kill them. Seriously. If they would sit down and do the homework and do the numbers, they'd find out how ludicrous, that's not true. Because to their own group, they sound brilliant. You know, when you have a group of stupid people hang out, you ever listen to a bunch of stupid people hanging out talking about something like they are all pretty smart? It's always funny. It's always funny, and not because of me, but because of people close to me. When you go to one of those support groups for people on drugs, and it's the first, maybe it's the first couple times they're meeting, they're all brain surgeons. You ever notice that? It's all wrong. It's all wrong. They shouldn't be there. There's nothing wrong with them. They just didn't get the drug dosage right that they bought on the street because it's okay to do. Right? There's nobody in prison that's guilty. Just ask them. They'll tell you. That's what she sounds like. That's what these people sound like. We'll post the whole thing up on the website later on. But, man, if you got the time to listen to this and you can get past the swear words, it will open your eyes and solidify the fact as to how dangerous people like her really are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. An Italian woman marries herself. Isn't that exciting, right? And a librarian rejects the books gifted by the White House. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.